Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
God damn it,
Tate,
you here, ain't you?
Bud, I'm here, man. Hey. In the flesh, man. Ready to kick this shit, man.
Ready to bust, huh, nigga? So we gonna get right with it. Tate, I'm gonna let you start it off. I know we got some pimping thinking about, so let's just go.
Yeah, I just wanted to do a little talking on pimps hiding out. You know, I was riding with a pimp the other night. He came and picked me up, took me down on Figueroa. I'm talking about hoes like a motherfucker. It looked like Hollywood used to look. It's pimps and hoes everywhere. So I'm riding. I'm kicking it with this young P. So he pointing out different pimps to me, and he pointing out different hoes to me. He pointed out like five hoes on one corner, all white bitches. All claiming to be with the same pimp, but the hoes been out here for a couple months, and he ain't showed up yet.
Wait, Tay, you saying the nigga with that supposed to have these five hoes ain't been seen?
No, he ain't been seen. So you know, in our era, bud, that shit wouldn't have went on. A nigga would have to produce his body to represent them hoes.
Tay, man, you know why, nigga? It's for a couple of reasons. But you talking about pimps hiding out and shit. But you know, bitches be trying to lie so they can outlaw. You know, so
right.
I was thinking of that. We know that, but the bitch, she got a man, nigga better show up, or else she ain't getting no work. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Exactly. And so then they got these other kind of pimps. They out there on the track. They sweating you young pimp hoes. They sweating them like a motherfucker. And this young pimp told me, he said, he showed me three, four different cars of pimps out there sweating the hoes. I'm talking about over and beyond the call of duty. They sweating hoes. But they hoes ain't out there. And I said, well, young P, what? Well, where the hoes at? He's like, shit, Tay, I don't know where them hoes at. He said, it must be on one of them services or something. He said, but they sure ain't out here. He said, but them niggas sweating hoes harder than anybody. Hiding out, pimping.
That's some real foul shit. Go ahead, man, because what I said, see, that's what I don't like about this. How is the motherfucker going to be out there sweating every bitch and you can't sweat his bitch?
Right. Right,
man.
That's some punk ass. That's some punk, bud. That's some punk pimping. That's some pimping.
Yeah, it is, man. Most of these cats don't really realize that it's a such thing as pimping. You know, all that whatever they call it, foul violence or whatever the fuck, all of those kind of shit ain't really necessary. But you know, a nigga gonna get a bitch, gonna get at a bitch. But man, as far as this game go. And you talking about they sweating bitches. See, what we got to do, Tay, is establish where we coming from. And I think that I can say this for both of us. We coming from order. We coming from the order of the game, how it's supposed to go. So what I'm saying is you fellas out there talking about you sweating a bitch, you know, you know, put your work in or whatever. You and a pimp's way doing that shit. There is a way to sweat a bitch. There's a way to be on your job 24/7, even if you're on the track holeless. But you got to do it proper so you can get your respect. What I'm saying is, you're running around in the motherfucking nigga's bitch ear. The bitch can't work. You ain't really spitting nothing pippish. Just whatever talking. Tay, in the early days.
Oh, out there.
Tay, in the early days, before you had a car. And you was sweating bitch. What would you do to sweat her? What was sweating the bitch to you?
Sweating the bitch was walking up on her, walking up on the bitch, letting her hear my spiel, and I'm at her. Then I move on with my spiel. But every day I see her, I'm at her with a different spiel. Every day I'm sweating her. But if she walk off,
sweating her. We talking about sweating her, not getting at her.
Oh, sweating her. Oh, no, I ain't sweating. No, I ain't sweating no bitch. I'm going to get out of her. I ain't sweating no bitch. I see what you're saying, bud. Yeah. Yes. Sweating her is chasing her all out in the street. Bitch crossing the street. You pulling up on your car, pulling up on the bitch with your car and hitting the brakes. If the bitch go left, you go left. If she go right, you go right. That's sweating.
Nigga, you don't even know what kind of examples to give. We didn't do that shit, nigga. But hey, we didn't do that shit. But you're right, man. Sweating a bitch is like chasing her, fucking with her. You know, just because she's a bitch on the street, you know, you can't do that. Well, I guess you can today. But me and this nigga was been in your ass fucking with our bitches like that. I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And you can't fuck with my bitch if you ain't got no hole on the track. Now, if you holeless, then you on the track, whatever, nigga. But you can't be fucking with my bitch for no whatever amount of time and you ain't got no goddamn hole out there. Fuck that shit. All that shit is scary pimping. Go ahead, man.
That's scary pimping. That's scary pimping. That's scary pimping, but that's just like a pimp get to a new city, he go put the hose down, then he go back to the room and just sit. Because he don't want to be, because he know it's a lot of bullshit going on the track, and he don't want to be a part of it. So he rather just sit in his room and hide out and get his money. But he don't realize that the bitch want to see your ass on the track. She want to see you out there. That's going to make the bitch real good.
Nigga,
that's going
to
get a
Hey, nigga, we would go to that motherfucker, wherever city, and drop them bitches off. And if we went back to the room, it was to get dressed. Cause we
that's
be
right.
On track. Hey, we going to be on that motherfucking track. We going to be fucking with hoes. And everybody that see them new hoes going to see these new pimps. And they going to know them bitches are. That's the way this game
goes. Right.
Hey, that's how it go. You ain't supposed to be no scary motherfucker sending them bitches out there to war and your motherfucking ass stay in the goddamn room. No, nigga, you supposed to be out there representing like she is. You ain't supposed to be looking for no trouble, but you supposed to let a motherfucker know I'm here and I ain't going for no shit. That's what you ride for. That's why you ride. You ride the leather motherfucker.
Right.
No, I'm here. And don't fuck
that's
with
right.
the bitch.
That's
go
right.
Ahead,
and when you see a group of motherfucking pimps gathering somewhere, nigga, a pimp park his car
and walk his ass
right up in there and get to kicking that pimping, man. You understand me? Hoping a nigga gonna say something wrong so he can really show the strength of his pimping and roast his motherfucking ass. Now, these new wave pimps, I don't know if they still do it like that, but because, you know, they, you know, these new age motherfuckers, man, be killing pimping and beating pimping up. Or maybe that's only on that motherfucking Figueroa down there.
No, that's all over the place these days because these motherfuckers' feelings get hurt. Hey, nigga, we say, nigga, don't put your feelings in this shit. Nigga, we ain't talking about just being in love, motherfuckers. Hey, tell you what, these niggas, we say, don't put your feelings in this shit. Say, these niggas think we talking about some bitches. No, nigga, don't put your feelings in it. So when you get your ass roasted, you don't want to kill a nigga.
Right. Exactly. So, and trust nowadays, but these motherfuckers, I'm telling you, man, but it was a bunch of young hoes out there on that doggone track. A bunch of young hoes. Bitches doing all kind of violations, smoking weed, drinking with them little airplane looking hotel bottles, drinking all them motherfuckers and just doing all kind of shit, cussing out, pimping. White bitches using the word, white bitches using the word nigga and bull, just straight bullshit. So,
I
understand.
Hey, hold on. You just brought up a point. Let's talk about that. See, these niggas today think that we, since we have white bitches, we let them say nigga. Which one of your bitches said that?
Shit, out of 20-something years of having white bitches, I ain't never had a white bitch use no word nigga. Plus, I ain't never niggerized no white bitch. That's what these niggas be doing. They niggerizing.
Hey, Tay, wait a minute, man. They don't know what that means. Hey, nigga, you got to understand some shit. My motherfucking hoes, one day the bitch came in and said some kind of slick-ass word. And I grabbed that bitch by her throat. Bitch, I caught you white, and you better stay white, you motherfucker. You gonna get out there on the track, all of a sudden you gonna say some black shit so you can be out there. No, you better be a white bitch out there.
Yeah, bud, I passed by so many different young white bitches, bud. I'm talking about these bitches was in their early 20s. Bud, I had to turn my head and look twice, man. Look back twice, man, because them white bitches were sounding just like niggas, man. You couldn't tell the difference. It couldn't tell the difference. And what these young pimps don't know, man, y'all creating a monster, man, doing that dumb shit right there, man. Because that white bitch, once you could make her a wigger, nah, we already talked about wigger. They know that's a white bitch trying to be a nigger.
Yeah.
That's you letting her become that. Bitch better not. So you got to keep taking these motherfucking hoes to school. It's like taking them to school. Bitch, I don't, no cussing. No using the word nigga. No slang words. A bitch got to be a classy hoe. Then a nigga's dough gonna grow. These pimps, man, they better get with this shit, bud.
Well, nigga, that's why we doing this show, man. Because we tired of seeing these motherfuckers running around here claiming this game. Don't know what to do with nothing. Got money. Next they're gonna start buying gold ladders. So they can climb up in their goddamn cars, nigga. their cars are so goddamn tall off the goddamn street. You know, they need a step stool to get up in that motherfucker, man. What I'm saying is the game changes. Time changes. I will go with that. I will believe that. The game itself. The game itself never changes. In any sport, whatever year that game started, the basic rules are still the same. How you play it is still the same. Over the years, the equipment, the moves, the athletes themselves, different things did change. So the sport evolved. So it does evolve into something different, but it don't change.
I say it get updated.
Well, okay, yeah, it get updated, Tay. But what I'm saying is, it don't change. These motherfuckers is trying to change the game. They trying
exactly.
to change the game. They trying to make the game fit the players. The players don't have to fit the game. Come on, man. That game,
once you establish
that the game got to fit the player, whatever game that is can change every time a player wants to know the rules.
That's the
But
they got it all fucked up, man. I'm telling you, man, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I wanted to film that shit and call you, let you see it as I was rolling down there. I'm talking about Bud. Just motherfucking unbelievable. But the one thing about it, Bud, I couldn't tell which niggas was pimping, was pimps, and which was jackers. Cause they all looked the same.
That's something else right there, Tay. This game. Have you ever seen a baseball player wearing a basketball uniform while he was playing, man?
Never.
I'm talking about, what about a tennis player wearing a track uniform? You ever see some shit like that?
Never, bud. Never.
So what I'm saying is, why do these motherfuckers call themselves pimps, don't want to look like pimps? I don't understand it.
I don't understand either, bud. You know what kills me? Bud, you know what kills me? Bud, no, you know what kills me? When they put their shot on Facebook, be about five or six of them, you know, and they on the track. Every time I see it, every day, it's a different set of young pimps putting that picture on there, man. And I just look at it, man, and it just trips me out, man, compared to the pictures from our era that we didn't put up. That's
oh, you talking about a picture of them posing?
Yeah, posing on the track. Yeah, as compared to the pictures.
Hey, what you think of this, man? I'm trying to figure out where these motherfuckers lose the heart to be who they supposed to be in these streets. And you know what I'm coming up with, man?
Crack.
Listen to this, man. In the 80s, when that shit came around, at first, sure, it was knocking motherfuckers off that was on drugs and shit. And then when it just became an epidemic, it knocked off hella motherfuckers. That was out there in the street. Now, let's say it was 100 out there in the street, and 90 of them got knocked off. Now, when we got out there, it was 100 out there, but it was maybe 4 or 5 getting knocked off by drugs. So we got 95 motherfuckers that we could be seeing, you know, getting gay from, running into here and there, you know, and then pretty soon we going to be sharp. But these motherfuckers today, they only got 5 motherfuckers that they could run into. So they never get to see these motherfuckers. So they actually making up the rules of the game. What you think of that?
They making the rules up as they go along. For each given situation, they doing it their way, the way they want to do it, instead of doing it by the rules of the game. That's
yeah,
why the game
right.
is all.
Wait, you're right, but that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking you is, do you think that epidemic getting motherfuckers off the street with the drugs and shit could be responsible for why so many young kids coming up, when they got to the street level, they didn't have nobody to look up to, nobody to guide them. You know, think about this example I gave you. When we was coming up, let's say it's 100 motherfuckers. When we was coming up, man, it was maybe 95 of those motherfuckers rolling.
Yeah.
They was all over the place. You can go here, go there, you're going to see them. You're going to run
right.
into them. And you're going to be getting little game, bits of game.
Right.
When that crack shit came, knocked everybody off. These young kids, when they coming up, they know they only got five motherfuckers to see. So five motherfuckers
right.
for all of those motherfucking kids, they going to be seen. They're going to be seen once in the blue moon because it's not enough of them to be seen like it was
right.
when we was coming up. When we was coming up, nigga, we could be going to get some Tootsie Rolls and see a nigga ride by five the motherfucker. We was able to stop and, you know, hear these niggas talk.
Yeah,
but
right.
These
yeah.
niggas, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So nowadays, they ain't got nobody to stop and ask nothing because ain't nobody around.
Exactly. But now the crack epidemic is over. But time is still going on. So what I'm saying
right.
is these young motherfuckers that came up during the crack time that didn't get no game is now the older motherfuckers that the young kids coming up looking at. And the young kids
yeah.
coming up looking at these motherfuckers with no game ain't getting laced like they would. And it just perpetuates itself. And a few generations of that shit, you get.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Hey,
yeah, me.
Hey, wait, hold on. Somebody put this as a comment on me and your that live tape. They said it's so nice to see two peas kicking it, not competing, just having fun. Tay, I had to check that fool. I said, yeah, it is nice to see two motherfuckers just having fun and shit. But we the most competitive motherfuckers on earth. This nigga
That's
can't do shit that. Better than me.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is, these young motherfuckers, they learn how to be slick and in the street from gangster movies, drug
yeah.
movies. So they if they want to be in the street, they got some terror. They want to take this, take that. You can't. No. Hey, and if you say something to them, instead of them niggas learning how to run their mouth, they go pull out their gun and they go spray you. So I'm
right.
saying is, I think it's because crack took out all the motherfuckers that should have been giving them game. We got a question, man. Let me get 786. What's up?
Man, what's up with it, man? First time calling, man. I finally caught this show, man, on the Thursday, man. But yeah, man. Salute to y'all, man. For real though, man. You know. Anyway,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, salute,
hey,
man.
I agree with Bud, man. You know, a lot of I was on the track the other day, man. And you know, you can't really tell if a nigga some pimping or a nigga a dope boy or a nigga a gangbanger because you know they all dress in white T-shirts. You know, I came out there, you know, what I'm saying, looking fly. And a lot of niggas, man, you know, they just ain't really, like, their attire ain't really fly like that no more. You know, niggas put on some, you know, some a white tee and some jeans. You know, he popping, pimping, but, you know what I'm saying, the attire, you know, it don't really reflect it. So, yeah, man, you know, I agree with y'all, man, on that, though. On that.
Hey, hold on.
But, yeah.
Hey, caller, let me say something, and then I want you to comment on it.
Go
see,
ahead.
You said something as you was talking that really tells, I don't know if you heard it, but it kind of tells, it separates you. You said, when you started talking about how they dress, you said something about you coming out and you was kind of fly. So what I'm saying is, what, you down, you got hold?
I got one bitch right now, man.
Okay, check
it
out.
I got one bitch right now.
Hold on, listen, it ain't no big thing. What I'm saying is this. See those cats in T-shirts? They out there faking. That's why they don't have no clothes or nothing. Cause now some of them do have a hoe, and some of them the hoe giving them the money, but none of them is pimping. What they doing out there is affiliating themselves with each other for that same kind of gang protection that them motherfuckers be doing, you know, having when they do that shit. Our protection, we wanted to be with niggas, yeah. But if them niggas wasn't pimping, fuck them niggas. We be by ourselves. We ain't being with no nigga that ain't pimping. And we ain't wearing no t-shirt so some motherfucker that ain't pimping can give me some space. Man, fuck you. I'm dressing. I'm Royce-ing. I'm every nigga because I'm you. And if you think I ain't, fuck with me. Nigga, tell you, is that where you was coming from?
Man, coming from the same motherfucking place, man. Pimpin' got to stand up and stand out, man. Doggone, man. This shit, it's like some damn near some common sense. You come down on the track, you know, amongst your fellow pimps. You come in to kick some pimpin' and kick some gang with some pimps. But you see all these motherfuckers, Ike and Mike, everybody alike with the jeans, T-shirt, and the new J's on. You don't know if you can kick it. Or if you're gonna walk up in this crowd and get jacked. That you know that ain't man, that ain't nowhere near no pimping, man. A pimping is a swab, gentleman of leisure.
Say that shit again, nigga.
Man, a pimp is a swab, gentleman of leisure, sharp motherfucker that stands out above the crowd. You can pick him out with 20 motherfuckers. You can pick pimping out. Cause that's how he gonna make himself look.
Right.
Hey, another thing you gotta understand: the reason you wanna not look like all them, well, you don't. But like the reason all the suckers and none of they bitches grow is cause they can't determine who they nigga is from the next nigga because they all look like the same nigga.
Right. I know some. It's some motherfucking D boys having hoes. You know what I'm saying? It's some fucking D boys having hoes. You know, but I take that back. It ain't hoes. It just got a bitch pass.
I told you not to take that fucking car back home. I'm sorry, you guys. Go ahead, Tay.
And I believe that, man. On that doggone track on Figueroa, man. A lot of them hoes is with them little gang banging niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been on that track? You've been on Fig?
Yeah, I've been on Fig, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. When I was coming up, man, I used to stand, I used to post up, man, where a pimp spot at, man. I used to wait till a pimp show up. Now, you got to kind of like fill a nigga out, man. You know, you got to.
Yeah, down there.
You got to wait till a nigga open his mouth and see if he pop it. To really like fuck with them.
Yeah. Plus it don't be a lot of pimps down there that's walking. You notice that?
Yeah, they be in the car though. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying. They don't be walking down there. Cause me personally, man, I have to really watch myself, man. You know, I might get out on the bitch down there and say a few words, but I just have to hurry up and get back in your car, cause them blocks are so long until if you park your car, them police be riding by. They be kind of thick down there sometimes. You'll be then got jammed before you get back to your car, man. But it holds like a motherfucker down there.
Before it wasn't like that, but now it's be like 30 holes on the motherfucking track, man.
Yeah, man. Right shit, now, man. I counted way past 30 the other night out there, man. And what I'm saying is that, you know, them niggas that, you know, we've been talking about grooming hoes, man. Them bitches cussing and everything, man. Cussing pimps out and everything.
Man.
Bud, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, nigga. You can't hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, so what I'm saying is not only you, but callers, when you talking, Tay, when you talking and y'all kicking it, you got to be listening because I've been trying to, I say, okay, I'm back. And I'm trying to ask you, man, to fill me in on what y'all was talking about. I didn't really know where you was at. And y'all just
talking. I didn't even hear you, man.
I'm trying to tell you, I know you a turnout, nigga. Hey, dude, I know you're a turnout nigga, so I got, you know, real time sometimes.
Yeah, but we're talking. Well, we're talking about that Figueroa track, man. You know?
Oh,
we're talking about that Figueroa track. That's what he was talking about on Figueroa. That's what.
Yeah, on Fig.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know how them hoes, how them hoes be, man. You know how the hoes be cussing out. You know what I'm saying? They be talking like they got a dick and shit like that. You know, and that just fall on the pimping because there ain't really that much pimping going on nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't really like, you know, when the hoe get off work, they ain't really lacing them. You know what I'm saying? Tell them the do's and don'ts. You know, bitch, you can't talk like that when you talking to some pimping. You know what I'm saying? They don't really lace the hoes. So yeah, and that's why them bitches be talking like niggas. They be cussing out. You know, they don't be in pocket and all that shit. That's basically
so,
what
you
yeah.
So you saying something slick right there too because. I tell them, I used to tell them motherfuckers, I don't tell them nothing now. But I used to tell them motherfuckers, you think your dick bigger than mine, you know, when I hit you, I'm going to hit you like you got a big dick, period. So what I'm saying is be a bitch. Be a motherfucking bitch, and then I'll slap your motherfucking ass. But you get to fucking with me like you got a dick, bitch, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass. Because you can't whoop me. You can't whoop me. I don't give a fuck what you think. So, man,
hey, but I
had a question,
though.
Go ahead.
Yo, hey, Tay and Bud, man, let me ask you something, man, because I'm in a different city right now, but it was some reputable peas. Now, these some real peas, you know what I'm saying? And I remember, like, some years back, man, you know what I'm saying, Pippin never used to be fighting and all that shit, like, calling motherfucking bitches. Like, they don't, you never call no motherfucking pimp no bitch.
Man, pimps don't do no shit like that. Pimps don't do no shit like that, man. That's that new wave bullshit.
My question is, you know what I'm saying? If you see some two P's, you know what I'm saying, some reputable P's doing that shit, you know what I'm saying? Should you jump in the midst and stop fucking with these niggas? You know what I'm saying?
But,
and there's some real
pimping
out. But
I'm
going to
let you.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Ain't no way I'm gonna jump in it. But if these are some niggas I know, I'm sure gonna, you know, scream some pimping. And if them motherfuckers talking about they ain't trying to hear it, I'm gone. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, cause a pimp gonna say something. But if them niggas don't respond to the game, that in there, you know, and acknowledge a pimp on the scene, checking pimping. Because pimps don't put down other pimps with words. That's a no-no right there. That pimps don't call other pimps out their name. That's some sucker shit right there. So I do like Bud do. I'd be like, man, that shit ain't pimp. When pimps start talking to pimps like that, I say something like that. If the niggas don't respond like pimps, I'm like Bud. I'm moving on, man.
You can't wake up a motherfucker that wanna be sleep. Shit, man. And the reason all of that shit is going on is what we talking about. You motherfuckers letting the game get so fucked up. All of y'all acting like bitches. Bitches be on the track calling each other bitches and this and the other. Pimp gonna say, nigga, you can't pimp. And if you think you can't wear your hoes, nigga, and if you got that bitch, get at her. Woo woo woo. Pimp gonna, you know, whatever. He ain't gonna be saying, nigga, you ugly motherfucker with your big lips. Yeah, he ain't be saying none of that stupid shit. You know, we
right.
can get out. I got my gas. No, nigga. What? We got word? I see you on the track, nigga. And it ain't about fighting. It's about, I'm getting at your bitch. Mine gonna be down. Nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't fight
that
like
shit.
That, man.
You
got this shit all twisted. Motherfuckers doing all this stupid shit because you motherfuckers watch TV. You didn't get well. We already know why that happened. The niggas was missing. But what I'm saying is this. Goddamn it, let me calm down. What I'm saying is we need to get this shit back straight.
Yeah, man, get back to some old school real pimping, man.
Hey, that's what me and this. That's what this show is. Me and this nigga, we don't just be talking in different times. Shit about this shit is going to come up, and we going to tell you how real motherfuckers do it. Now, if you don't want to do it, it's on you. If it's too hard to do, that's because you're the first one trying it. But then you're going to be like motherfucking Jesse Owens. the first nigga to show this white motherfucker, fuck you. So I'm saying, you might have a hard time, but so what? Somebody got to blaze that trail. And for your information, you ain't the only one. This motherfucker's out there because every nigga that fucked me and turned out is out there, down and dirty on the goddamn track. Some of them deeper than others, but ain't now one of them leaking, and ain't now one of them talking this goddamn today bullshit. Okay?
Yeah, it's some real, hey, it's some real ones here.
Hey, we got another call. Hold on. 313 was.
Okay.
313, you there? What's up?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hang on, let me turn this off. Let me turn this shit off.
All right. What about now? Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say, everything, you know what I'm saying, it's just coming back full circle because all of that, what you're saying is 100 because at one point you had men in the neighborhood that displayed some type of role that you took as a role model and you tried to implement what the fuck you saw out your life. That was growing up when y'all was growing up. But then you got today, you got the young nigga, he trying to come up, but the nigga really ain't got nothing to latch on to that's going to make him a real motherfucker because everybody out here punks nowadays. So he ain't got nothing to look forward to but punk shit. So, you know, you look at the way y'all coming up towards the way a nigga coming up now, it's like the nigga damn near dealt. He trying to play poker, but the nigga only dealt with a couple twos and some threes. Nigga ain't got no hand. So he destined to fall, kind of like. Whereas when y'all was coming up, you know what I'm saying, you had a motherfucker displaying the real motherfucking ism in front of you. So you knew how to act accordingly if you had game. You knew how to soak that game up and act accordingly, and that shit would make you a motherfucker. But today, these niggas ain't got nothing to soak up.
I recognize your voice now. Hey, check this out. So do you think, I'm sure you said you agree, but I'm saying, do you, like, think that if you had to blame the shit on something, you could blame it on that error when that crack came in?
I mean, you can choose whatever the fuck you want to choose to place blame on, but at the end of the day, accountability.
No.
You got to take full accountability.
I don't want to continue a conversation where you can choose anything. No, fuck that. Look, what I'm saying is 2 and 2 is 4. 2 and 5, 3 is 5. So I'm saying you can't choose anything. You got to choose the correct.
Okay.
Or, I ain't saying what's wrong or right. I'm just saying, you know, there's something that is the root cause of why most of the dudes under 30 years old or under 35 years old are so bitch-like. And they ain't even understanding that they bitch-like.
Because that's all they've been exposed to. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on, man. I don't mean bitch-like, you know, in talking and shit. I'm talking about bitch-like getting their feelings hurt real easy. Bitch-like, instead of being a man, when something jumps off, they want to kill you. You know, that kind of bitch-like shit. You know, I don't, there is a reason why. Tay was way more violent than me, but he didn't want to kill no motherfucker because he whatever. He might have wanted to fight. I mean, you know, he might have wanted to fight, but I'm saying he didn't even want to do that once he got the pimping. So my point is, and he didn't want to do it because, like you say, there was people he seen representing it. And all the niggas he seen was coming down. Pimp ain't getting there breaking his fingernails. Nigga ain't breaking his nails, man. You know, so what I'm asking you,
hey.
I had to say all this so I can frame my question again, is do you or would you agree that is could be the reason?
That is most definitely the reason. That's most definitely the reason.
Now, stop right there.
Ain't no question.
Wait, stop.
Ain't no question.
Wait, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, you guys. See, this is what I'm talking about. How you guys don't pay attention to yourselves. But none of this men graduated from goddamn SWU doing the shit. So but what I'm saying is, you just heard the motherfucker say, I stopped him. No, I ain't talking to no nigga that's fucking with anything. I don't know. It ain't going to anything. It's something certain. As soon as the motherfucker say something again, oh, it's definitely that. Man, thinking before you talk is essential. Because I'm sure you knew it was definitely that at first. My point is now that we know or have some sort of basis to start from, we might can figure out how to change it, because I want to change. And I think dudes like you, Romeo, me and Tay definitely, but you know, we in our 70s. You know, we gonna do whatever the fuck we can do. But people that like you that's young enough to actually change the shit because of what you say out your mouth, not because you're trying to make people change, but it's because of what you say out your mouth, these motherfuckers can start hearing the real. You don't have to be no pimp. That's why I have it.
Right.
You think, you think it's like a motherfucking pimp. Yeah, what? Somebody finna say
something? Let me just say something. Yeah. Let me just say something. I think you hit on a nail earlier, man, when you said that, you know, motherfuckers get into the game based on what they see on TV and read all these motherfuckers, you know, see the documentaries and all that shit. You know, they slipped on a banana peel and they ain't really go in. They weren't really chosen. They ain't really had it in them. You know what I'm saying? So they go into the game as a, as like a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Thinking it's a hustler,
yeah,
and not really being committed,
hey,
into the,
yeah,
game.
Yeah.
The light.
Yeah.
Bro, bro,
yeah.
Bro. What's your name?
Yeah,
man?
What's up?
Asking,
yeah, this LP, man.
LP. That nigga been calling for a while. He been calling,
yeah,
for a while.
Hey,
I listen to that nigga talk that shit on
the
podcast.
I don't remember LP calling, but I sure love that shit he just said. Because
yeah, I like
real.
That shit real right
hey,
there, man.
Hey, motherfuckers, you know, they be thanking his shit, but it be on them. You remember that? Is it
right
you or is it on you? Motherfucker, it be on 9 out of 10 of you motherfuckers. It's got to be in you. And if it's in you, you're going to flourish when you hear the shit. Because you don't know it. But hearing it is going to bring it out. Take me, I mean, as much shit as I talk, nigga, I ain't had no damn fight. And you was like a fighting ass, nigga. You might only had one or two in our stream, nigga. So, I mean, neither one of us was like fighters. But you
we was just good, it still is, at checking Pippin if it when Pippin make a doggone a mistake coming out of his mouth. Pippin's supposed
hey,
to be checked for that shit.
Hey, that was
nigga.
You gotta say that again. We was good at what?
Pippin like to check Pippin when Pippin is around Pippin. So, Bud, we was good at straightening out niggas and making them and make sure they go by the rules. Just like we if we slip, we got checked too. I got checked before coming through my ranks in the game. Shit, did you, Bud?
Hell, motherfucking yeah, nigga.
That's
how
you get
checked.
That's how
you get checked, nigga.
Hey,
right,
but that's
how
you right. Get sharp, though. That's how you
that's
get sharp.
Exactly,
hey, Rosebud,
exactly, hey,
I caught you.
Exactly right. What I'm saying is what
no,
you
this
just
Romeo.
Said.
This Romeo.
Oh, that was Romeo that said that? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hold on, Romeo.
That's
I got
the same shit.
Hold on, Romeo. I got another call. 317, what's up?
All right.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, 317.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, first time calling, man. I just want to say I appreciate y'all. I've been soaking up a lot of game listening to y'all for the last month. And my question is, I'm curious as to how you, how a pimp can get out of the mentality of just having one bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see a lot of guys just with one, and they can never go past that. I just wanted to get your input.
Hey, Tay, I think you had one when you started, right?
Yeah.
You a lie, nigga. You didn't have none.
Oh, when I first started, oh, no, no, no. I didn't have none when I first started. Say, man, don't be trying to give me no trick question, motherfucker.
What I'm saying, bro, is if you got to learn how to get out of having one home, you would have had to learn how to get out of having no home. So what I'm saying is whatever you learn to get out of having no home is the same thing you learn or do to get out of having one home. Unless...
Hey, can I say something?
Wait. Because I ain't dropped a lug on you like I've been doing that. Unless, like you, the bitch turns you out. The bitch put you up on charge here. Come on, man. Be real. Be real. This is a real show, man.
You talking to me?
Silence is the answer. Come on, man. 317.
The caller. 317.
Yeah. No. She didn't turn me up. I'm asking how it's like, you know, when you go through the process of trying to catch a broad and you feel good things about her, you know what I'm saying? It's just...
Check this out. We don't need to hear all that. Okay, yep. I'm wrong about that first assumption. But listen to me, man. You're going to get some game right here listening to this. Because this is how motherfuckers work. What I'm saying is I already made my first assumption for your goddamn ass. There's some kind of way I would have said that shit. I would have said, yeah, nigga, you wasn't a motherfucking set of bitch that turned out. Then you would have said, no, that ain't it. You know, and you would have let me know that that ain't it. But something got you asking that question, so I would have shot at you again. And you know what I would have came at you with? Nigga, then you must be one of them scary niggas. Because how you going to have one bitch? Yo.
Hey, bud. I got a tool for that. It's called how to have two holes in the same household.
that's on YouTube.
Hey, caller. You know right there. I ain't even got to say no more. You know, if you really want to know, this thing got a tool for it. But I am gonna say this. And believe this, bro. Might sound like I'm talking shit, but I'm telling you the truth. You ain't supposed to be asking no goddamn question like that. Man,
right.
you ask a goddamn question like that around some niggas like me and Tate, we going to find that bitch you got. Because your shit weak. I'm being real, man. You can't ask shit like that.
Not in front of no pimps, man. You can't do that, man.
No how-tos.
No, none of that.
Hey, but check.
Go ahead.
What I was finna say to cap off, this is Romeo talking. What I was finna say to cap off all of that, you gotta realize that until you get a foundation, you ain't got no building. So before you can catch any hole, if you wanna catch 2, 3, 10, however many holes, nigga, before you can get 2 holes, you gotta get the first hole. So you gotta catch first bitch first and catch her before you try to catch the second bitch. Because if you try to catch the second bitch before you caught the first one, you going to goddamn run into a crash building. Because you ain't got...
You're going to wind up with no bitches.
You're going to find up with no...
Hey, you know what? See, that was some slick shit he was in. That's the kind of shit you learn in motherfucker sidewalk you right there.
First shit that motherfucker
said... He was slipping because, you know, the nigga called me and told me he had a problem for the last 6 weeks in Woo Woo, so he'd been off his job. So I'm getting him a brush up right now.
Listen,
we can't hear it some or what? I've never had so many people over talking to each other, but go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was talking up the game. A lot of people were talking at once, so I couldn't hear what you said.
No, come on. Go ahead, 317. Or whoever that was, 317-818, whichever.
Yeah, let me go ahead and say something, man. Let me go ahead and put my little 2 cents in, man. I was going to say, man, you know, two heads, 2 minds is better than one, man. So, you know, you only got one bitch, man. You need to be telling that bitch when she out there on that track, man. She need to be showcasing your pimp and be in them bitches' ear and let them hoes know, like, yo, but this is how my man get out. My man take care of me, so you can spark interest in them other hoes out there. So you can, when you pop at them, when you sweating them bitches, you know what I'm saying, the bitches going to have an open ear for you.
Hey, Tay.
Man, you've been watching my videos,
Tay.
Man.
Yeah.
Tay, you agree with what you just said? Okay.
Yes, I
did. Listen. This is how two motherfuckers is. Because I ain't agree with that. Because I'm telling you that's your job. Not that your bitch ain't supposed to motherfucking be down for you to get you a bitch. But what she does is represent what you want. And that's getting your money at all times. So what I'm saying, why she busy like a motherfucker, this bitch is watching. Damn, who is her fucking man? She ain't got time to tell the bitch shit. But now if she gets her ass from the baby tip or whatever, or rubbers and the bitch walk in, listen, who you fucking with? The bitch say rose, but I'm fucking rose, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying, and don't get me wrong, I ain't saying you wrong, because you heard my partner say, and I know he ain't wrong. But what I'm telling you is how Pimp got a thing. I know exactly what the fuck Tay's saying, because I think that too. But I also know what I just said, and I think that just. And I also know what some other niggas just said. So my point is you can't pick no one thing about some shit, man. You got to think of
right,
at once. And you got to be about making that move. With it. All those things you thinking at once come together in that move you make. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I just know, Bud, to me, what I think is this right here. When you send the hoe to work, she down for the money. Of course, I agree with all that. But I also agree, Bud, like I always thought, shit, I tell a hoe, I think part of a hoe's job, too, is setting you up and making you prepared to get that next bitch. Because she, you didn't put that game in on how to catch the bitch, so then she got to go out there and execute it.
So if she ain't
brought a bitch home in a month, I'm going to be like, damn, bitch, you ain't on your job. You supposed to be bringing a bitch home, at least putting the bitch up on my pimping.
Right. But so, you know, they look at that as a whole trying to catch.
That's what I think, bud.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not disagreeing. Motherfucking Sheila. Who brought me motherfucking Big Ed Judy? Then my bitch is brain lost. I know what they supposed to do. But what I'm saying is, I didn't call them bitch yet, bitch. You got to be on your job as far as that goes. But being on your job is you got everything proper. You got a new car, you got an apartment, you got a bunch of clothes. You busy all the time. And I'm representing that. Them bitches is curious. That bitch gonna say, who your man? And when the bitch say, who your man? Sure, that bitch know what to do. Yeah. She gonna say what she's supposed to say. Because I turned her fucking ass out. But about her going out of her way, look at a bitch, fuck a bitch.
No, not going out of her way.
Nigga, my point is, whatever the bitch do, I ain't getting a fuck because it's all real. I already said that. I know. You send a bitch out to get that bitch. But to me, that I gave you what I thought, not against what they thought, but you could have another type to see. So then you could say, you want to see.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing, bro.
Not,
yeah.
Hey, bud, let me interject, please. Let me just get 1 second. This is what I'm saying. Hey, you know, and I'm going to express to everybody else, one thing we learn in SWU, we learn that you can have 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 motherfuckers standing on the tip of a needle. And that motherfucker ain't going to fall off whether it's 100,000 on that motherfucking tip or not. Because every motherfucker got his own goddamn train of thought. He got his own beliefs, and he think a certain type of way. Now, we got two legend motherfuckers, Rosewood and Shante, on the same motherfucking call. Both saying the same shit, but differently. Talking about shit differently.
Yeah.
And they saying the different shit, but it all aligns. This is to go back to where you stand on what the fuck you think. Nigga, I can't give a fuck if my decision is the wrong decision. I'm going to find that shit out, and then I'm going to make an adjustment like a coach would over a team. But, goddammit, I'm going to stand on what the fuck I think, and I'm going to move off what I think, and that's that. And that's what we got going on right now. We got one pimp fucking that goddamn shit, and we got another pimp fucking that goddamn shit. They both talking different shit.
Do you hear the siren? The sirens is coming. The fire truck's trying to put this fire out, goddammit.
Hey, and guess what? Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? I ain't sent now, bitch. I just got the mentality, and I think like a mother. So, because I got this shit from this
motherfucker.
I got this shit from this motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying?
I like that.
So,
that's how SWU shit, man.
You motherfucker. Right. Hey, Tay, I heard you start to say SWV, you motherfucker. Nigga, this is how you got to be on the radio, nigga.
You got to be talking shit and listening. I heard you say you got some ears like a motherfucking Doberman pincher, man. You hear that shit? Hey, man. Hey, bud.
Hey, all my brothers, they all damn, you need to get your hearing test, and I crack up when they say that, because they don't know, I just don't be listening to them. I got so good at ignoring them motherfuckers that they think I can't hear.
Hey, bud. So, me personally, I don't think that the game, is gonna ever go back to it being the way that it's supposed to be. Now, I think that some real seasoned pimps, now they might, you know, do the game, go by the rules, and do the way it's supposed to be. But the only way that it's going to come back to the way that it's really supposed to be, it's going to take a whole lot of realness in that game, and they missing a whole lot of it right now.
But, hey, so, hey, stop. Hold up. Listen to what you just said. You 100% right. Not about it not ever coming back, but about it taking a game, but about it taking a gang of motherfuckers to bring them back, it does, but it starts somewhere. Because do you know how far-reaching what we doing is? This ain't just going to those damn L.A. or blah, blah, nigga, we in Japan, we all over the place right now, man. And I'm not saying that on the pimp, I'm saying that because of how far-reaching we are. So, let's say, 2-3 motherfuckers from this corner and that corner and this here corner over here get this shit. Instead of it being one person, it's 9 people. So we got 9
yeah.
times the movement and so on and so on. But
yeah.
we got to get it started. We got to
right.
get it started. The thing Romeo said that was dope is that he ain't sent Navi with Ben. He knows the shit he's saying is fly strong, blah, 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 but he just being a man. And my point is,
ooh.
That's the point. We all, that's all we are being is men at SWU. But when if you break it down, he got a pimp philosophy, period. But
exactly.
he didn't have to go out the street and risk his life to get it. So you motherfuckers
right.
better understand this shit. Tay, no, go ahead, man. Just go ahead.
See, plus nowadays, from what I've heard from a few little young peas, shit, a pimp's career nowadays, shit, 5 years. And after 5 years, they ain't learned no 20 years worth of knowledge, so they still fucked. And in that 5 years, you know, telling how many hoes they didn't damage because they ain't had no game to tell them. They just didn't have their hand out. So a lot. So I'm saying that to say there's so many corrections that's got to really be made, even though it's on the individual. And like you say, Bud, there's not a lot of young pimps to get no OG knowledge about the game.
Nigga,
hey,
those
that's
out
look,
there,
hey,
and those
hey,
that's out
hey,
there really pimping,
hey.
Huh?
Can I spit my mind real quick, man? This Romeo talking that goddamn shit.
Okay, go ahead,
saying,
man.
Nigga, that shit you said so motherfucking dope because, nigga, you talking to a nigga. I was born by two parents that was deaf. My mama was born deaf. My daddy was born deaf. And I grew up in a family that I was the black sheep in. But none of that shit means nothing, and I never really got the shit till I start fucking with SWU. Because it don't mean shit. It's all
yeah.
about what the fuck you think about yourself.
Right.
And how you feel about yourself is going to represent in every oracle of you, your body language, your facial expressions, every motherfucking thing that pertains to you
hey,
is going to represent some shit.
Hey, the bad part about getting late at SWU is you be so fucking sharp. You don't know when you can't give it up like that, Romeo.
Hey, another thing too, man. Another thing too, man. What's going on, man? You know, a lot of young niggas, you know, saying they don't really respect OG. Like I knew when I was coming up, man. When
right.
OG was talking, I keep my mouth closed. I wanna
me.
God,
I don't even.
Know
me
right.
too, man.
Shut the fuck
me
up.
Too. Same
hey,
with.
A
same
nigga
with
shut
me.
His motherfucking mouth. Nigga,
okay,
shut the fuck
right
up.
With me.
And right there,
fuck that
right
shit
there.
Up.
Stop right there. Why do y'all think they don't respect OGs anymore?
Because they have not been taught the qualifications of having respect. So,
okay,
nigga,
stop
if
right
you got
there.
The blind
right
leading
there.
The blind.
That's enough. Come on, somebody else. Why?
Man, I think these motherfuckers just reckless, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like they like reckless. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They number one
okay,
ain't no
okay,
daddy in the household.
Hey, that's
go
enough.
Ahead.
I don't want to explain. What about you, 317?
Well, from my perspective, I was never raised by a man, so a lot of the times when a man tries to give me a game, I tend not to listen.
Now,
yeah,
God damn it, that is okay. The fucking
okay.
truth.
Okay.
That's the truth
okay.
right there. See, what you guys don't understand is you grew up in a situation that promoted you not to have a man in your house. Listen, a lot of black women had babies early out of wedlock. So it ain't that they didn't have no responsible man. It's that in order for them to get some kind of state assistance, she can't have no man living in the house. So anytime, and back then, the state people used to come to your house on a surprise visit and look in your closet and shit. So they made it to where the fathers can't be there. And then, over time, a lot of fathers, irresponsible motherfuckers, ain't there. So they combined all these fathers, made it look like black fathers. A whole bunch of black fathers ain't shit. But, true or not, the result of that is a lot of black boys grew up not respecting older black men. Because there was no older black man in their lives for them to get an example from.
Hey, you know what you said, Rosebud?
Huh?
But you just said, hey, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on anybody's toes because I'm drinking and smoking some weed and I'm talking this goddamn shit. But
come
what
on,
the fuck
man.
You said was just real. That shit was real because, listen, I've been trying to reach out to my sons, and I'm trying to kick this motherfucking shit to them. But at the same time, they growing up in a childhood where they got a broken home. They got a divorce, you know what I'm saying, where I didn't divorce my ex-wife, and I'm talking this shit to them, and they ain't really hearing what I'm saying. Now, I just got through a situation where I had to lay down. Nigga had to sit down and do 30 days. You know what I'm saying? On some misdemeanor bullshit. We ain't talking no real shit where nigga got to go to prison type
shit.
Hey,
Romeo,
but nigga had to lay down.
I'm trying to goddamn history lesson. I don't want to hear all that.
Hey, okay. Well, listen, nigga, I'm going through the same shit because I called my ex-wife. I called her, told her I was in jail. You know what I'm saying? And I called her and told her, motherfucker, I need you to call my ex-wife. You know what she did? She, instead of her calling her, she told the shit to my kids and painted this picture of me being this fucked up ass nigga. Like, I'm just terrible. You know what I'm saying? Woo, woo, woo.
Well, hey, man,
where's
your daughter at?
I got two daughters. I got four kids total. Two boys, two girls. I got one daughter in North Carolina. I got a set of twin boys in North Carolina. And I also have one daughter in Michigan.
Okay.
From Detroit,
where are you?
Detroit,
where are you?
Born and raised. Right now I'm in Detroit.
Michigan. So you where one daughter
Michigan.
Is, right?
I'm where one daughter is. Yeah.
All right, listen, man. Listen, I hear well. I'm just getting it straight. You where one daughter is, and three of your kids
this
are
true.
In the same. Three of your kids, one of your other daughters, and two of your sons is in North Carolina, right?
Correct.
So, what I'm saying, Romeo, you bullshitting. You know why?
Hey, I love it.
Do you want to know why or not? Because I ain't got time for all this explaining.
No, ain't no explaining shit. You saying, I'm going to tell you why. You saying I'm bullshitting because I already goddamn know the goddamn exclusiveness to the situation. So I can sit here and make excuses and come up with all this fucking shit on why.
Hey,
the
Romeo,
world
hey,
me.
Hey, Romeo, I got a mutant,
or
man.
I can.
Hey, I'm muting Romeo because I ain't trying to hear that goddamn shit. Let me tell you something. See, what you do when you have a problem is you see what you should do about the problem and you fucking do it. And what he doing is goddamn making excuses for not going and seeing his fucking kid. Not going and taking care of whatever the fuck he's talking about he needs to take care of. Because to me, if he's where one daughter is, it ain't hard to be with her. And if he's where another daughter and two sons is somewhere else, he can get whatever money together to go make one trip and see all three of them, however long it takes. So my point is that, he telling me all that bullshit, man. No, man, your sons, your daughters, they're important. And, you know, you can say whatever you want to say. But this motherfucking nigga on the other, Shantae, I kid you not, I learned how to be a dad fucking with this motherfucker. Well, no, I take that back. I learned how to be a dad being brought up by my dad. But I learned how to be a pimp and a good dad from this motherfucker. I'm telling you, we rolled every day. I don't care if it was basketball, football, whatever the fuck it was. The Shantae kid got to be at school or whatever time. Me and this nigga out. We in the after hour. We can't tell what time it is. We look up and it's like 6:30. God damn. This nigga, we full of cane. You know, we've been doing all kinds of goddamn shit, drinking and shit. Man, I got to go take my boy to school, man. Nigga. Let it take the bus. Man, hell no, too much bullshit on the bus, man. This nigga gotta drive 45 minutes, blazing in traffic. You know, going to work traffic, people going to work. And I'm saying, not only did he do it then, he did it for every goddamn practice. For every damn school dance. For every damn whatever the fuck this boy had to do, this nigga.
Hey, bud.
This nigga was the parent. Now, think of this. You 10, and your daddy pulling up to your school in a drop-top Auburn with a motherfucking scarf around his goddamn neck. With the top down and his hair flying in the wind, and this nigga trying to tell his son to be a good dude. This nigga, hey, plus his son wardrobe in shoes was like mine. I ain't lying. I am not lying. This nigga had the clothes, the coats, the shoes, the glasses. The games, and this nigga did all this shit. And I used to say, man, you making that nigga soft. And nigga said, no, bud, there's just too much going on. They could kill my boy. And when I started taking care of my daughter, I'd be damned if I wasn't the same fucking way.
Hey, bud. Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Bud. But nowadays, the problem with the generation coming up nowadays, I'm talking about these young pimps out there, they in that generation. I'm talking about from 16 all the way to 35. They're in that generation where they think they know everything, and you can't tell them nothing. My son's 16. He like that, but I stay in his ass. You know what I'm saying? He act like he don't want to listen. But I know he's listening.
Hey, let me ask you this, and I bet you're going to agree. When we was out there, and we was, you know, really pimping, we was Rosebud and Tay, how many 16, 14-year-old motherfuckers was out there talking about they going to pimp or die? They didn't have no hoes. We used to have to run them off the street. Pretty Tony, all them niggas. But what I'm saying right now today, I bet you it ain't no whole bunch of young motherfuckers doing that, Tay.
No.
I bet you it's not. Hey, LP, what you think? Is it?
Shit, there's dudes out there, you know, 18. You know, I ain't never seen no 14-year-old, though. You know,
Tay,
I ain't never seen it.
Pee Wee, Pretty Tony, Big Dave, just to name a few, all was out there at 14. If not 14,
yeah.
15.
Yeah, 15 at least. Yeah, they was coming through young. They was hungry for the game. They was hungry for it.
I'm talking about a 15-year-old motherfucker talking shit. Somebody gonna get your bitch and you know, give me a jug, nigga, you know, help this pimpin' out, nigga.
Hey, bud. Hey,
nigga,
bud,
we used to get them niggas jugged. We used to help them niggas out because even though we used to say, nigga, get your ass in school or whatever, we used to like how down them little motherfuckers was.
Yeah, we giving them jugs knowing they going to be getting at our hoes. We didn't give a fuck.
Them little motherfuckers was fucked. But I said that, because see, all of that is gone now. The average dude that turn out is like Bruh said, you know, 18, 19, you know, and he already think he knows shit. When the nigga turn out at 15, 16, he know he done been green. He happy to drive.
Hey, you know why it's like that? Hey, you know why it's like that in y'all era? Because, you know what I'm saying, they seen it. It was in their face. You know, you go to
right
the
in their face.
Motherfucker with
that's
the
right.
And but the camera.
Hey, hold on,
saying?
Guys. I got another call. 702, what's up? 313, I'm going to bring you back in. I don't want to hear no more of that drunk shit. All right, 702, what's happening?
Las Vegas.
Yeah, what's going on, Tay?
702,
all
what's
right.
going on?
Not much. I'm loving the show tonight. Hey, wait.
Can't nobody hear you, man.
No.
A little bit. But how are you talking? On the speaker or something?
Yeah, my phone is messed up, but I think you can hear me better on speaker.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you clear, yeah.
Right, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. No, but it's Rashad. And I was saying, I put on your Facebook, thank you for all you do. And you kind of touched on it tonight. I've been fucking with you for like 8 years, 9 years, or some shit like that. And you a nigga that I could always count on to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? And you've been like a father to a nigga, saying, you know, whatever a nigga needed to hear at the moment. But you ain't never let a nigga down. You punched me in the chest a few times. And I just want to tell you in person or on the phone, anytime I can, I appreciate you. And I see what you're talking about all the time. Because a nigga didn't even know about chivalry before he met you, and I've been implementing that in my life, and it that one little thing right there is a big thing that most niggas don't got.
They got it, man. It's A.
Man.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that's cool, bud. Getting your props like that, man. You've been listening to Bud for all these years, man. Shit, man. You done picked
yeah,
up
man.
Some knowledge, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man, I really opened doors for the women. I never did that shit before I met Bud. And some chicks act like they don't like it, but they still like it. And you know what I'm telling?
Yeah.
I'll hold the door open and I'll say, you can take as long as you want. And they just smile. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to never let the door go till you get through. You know what I'm saying? And I know how to, you know, be smooth fucking with y'all niggas plus all the shit y'all kick. I'm telling you, man, every nigga that's fucking with this, you can't lose because these niggas ain't got nothing to lose fucking with you, and they giving you the truth, and it's just a blessing, man.
Hey, Rashad, I appreciate that, man. I really do. Go ahead, Romeo. What's up with you, man?
And shit, you know me. I'm just sitting talking to shit. Hey, and then he hit on some real shit. Now, the average motherfucker that I've been listening to this shit will get upset. What I'm saying is you got to take this shit like a grain of salt, my nigga, and take it. What he said was some real shit. What he said was some real shit. So if you get upset with it, that's on you.
Hey, Romeo.
You
got to
take this motherfucker.
Hey, Romeo.
Huh?
I'm going to block and I'm going to cut your ass off again. Do not press one again, nigga. You happy for being out. I understand that, motherfucker.
Hey, it's
saying
good.
Hey, nigga, I ain't got time. That nigga done had two or three too many, man. you see, Jay he had to sit down for 30 days, so he's probably making up for this 30 days, nigga. Hey, guys,
hey, Bud.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, Bud. Bud, so you seriously, Bud, so you seriously think that one day they're going to bring the game back to the way it's supposed to be?
No. I think that gradually you could bring the game back, but the game will never be back like it was. But you could bring the women's mentality back to the order. You could bring the women's mentality. The times, by the time this happens, it's going to be like 2050. You know, and who knows, people be flying cars and shit.
Yeah.
So it ain't gonna never be like it was. But if you really just imagine it, say the motherfucker flying cars and motherfucker living like the Jetsons used to live. If you a pimp ass motherfucker, you've been living in that time. So just like motherfuckers that was born in 2002, ain't no way in the world they don't know how to fuck with a computer. So what I'm saying,
yeah,
by the time a motherfucker is born in, you know, fucking around 2050 and shit, and let's say he was born in 2030 and he want to do some pimping and shit, this motherfucker going to get the Cadillac flying car. He's going to get an apartment. He's going to get an apartment somewhere fly. Then, not only that, he's going to have bitches in wherever the fuck he want to have them. And he's going to have a spot to go to where they know him. And then all the motherfucking other motherfuckers that fly don't know him. This just going to be space age type shit. Hey, Tay, like you used to see on Star Trek when they was at a club. hey, when Star Trek was at a club, you liable to see a motherfucker that looked like a wolf, a motherfucker with two heads.
Yeah.
You liable to see all kinds of motherfuckers, and all they doing is speaking in their native tongue. But they had this, I don't know if you knew this thing, but I was a Trek motherfucker. They had this international translator on all vehicles, and it translated whatever language whoever was talking to into English. Man, we about to go, man. We about to go. But Tay, you ain't gonna leave them without telling them about. Oh, wait, you guys. Tay, after I tell them this, you tell them about your shit. Hey, you guys, listen to me. I'm very serious about it. You know how much motherfucking money it costs to produce this shit I'm producing. But I'm telling you, my next episodes of both Hollywood's Finest and EOAD might be $4, might be $3, but I'm gonna charge you something. Why? Because, man, I'm getting close to 100 racks that I done spent doing this, and I'm really short. I ain't short where I can't complete it. I'm going to complete it regardless. But what I'm saying is, I'm telling you, man, free is free. The game ain't free. Why should I get it away free? Tay, is game free?
Game ain't free, bud. Game to be sold, not told. You know what I'm saying? So game ain't free. You got to pay for it, because if you pay for it, you're going to appreciate it. If motherfuckers just give it to you, you ain't gonna appreciate that shit. But if you got to pay for
that knowledge.
What
about the support? What about a motherfucker that's watching that shit, looking at that shit, getting whatever he's getting from it? I'm saying, what about supporting so that you can keep getting it? Because what
right.
I'm saying is, either I'm gonna have to make a limited amount of episodes. I got about 6 of them that I got done. You have to do that and just wait till we get picked up. Let everybody see that shit for free. Or, like I want to do, I got 24 episodes that I want to make. So what I'm saying is I want to keep making these motherfuckers, but this could be a long wait for Netflix, but it don't have to be. But what I'm saying, shit, if we want to keep getting them, man, y'all think about it. Because, you know, I got to switch it to this shit. I already have. Already talked to them. We got to finalize this shit. But I'm telling you, Tay, what you think, man? Is that wrong?
Yeah, I think it's about all. But I just want to let these listeners know.
Did you say, yeah, you think it's wrong?
No, I just said, no. I don't think it's wrong. I'm saying I think if a person wanna learn something and wanna keep supporting those that's giving you the knowledge, shit, $1, $2, $3, that shit ain't nothing. That's showing your support for the knowledge you've been getting. Shit. Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, go ahead, Carl.
Tay, I bought one of your tools already, and Bud, I bought plenty of that course and plenty of your tools, and I love supporting y'all motherfuckers. And I'm going to be getting a tool from Tay tomorrow. And Bud, your fucking books is good too, man. That fucking the one about the doctor where the dude always be talking slick to the girl. It's some good game in there because the girl be like, she always be blushing and shit because the character always be flirting with her. And that shit, I pick up on it easy, you know what I'm saying? But it's all around, and I try to fuck with y'all as much as you can because, like y'all say, you can't appreciate it unless you pay for it because it's really there. And, like, Tay, the first thing you told me is, I told you I listened to it a few times. You said, well, go apply it. And I was like, I got it, OG.
That's right.
and the thing is, it's like, I'm having fun instructing her now. You know what I'm saying? I find it to be like, you know what I'm saying? And she finds fun in following instructions too. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, wait, bro. Wait. You the one with the one bra, right?
No, I ain't got no hoes. No, I got a regular bitch. But, like, just right now, I told her, before I get back over there, clean up the room and take a bath. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Still, I just wanted to know who I was talking to. But listen, what's fun and what you're enjoying is being a shot caller.
Right.
Even if it's the beginning, this is what gets you sprung. You see that not only are you doing what the hell you want to do, it's fucking fun. So what motherfucker ain't going to have fun doing something that he want to do, making him feel like doing what you want to do makes you feel? I'm saying, it seems to me you would be 3,000% gung-ho for that shit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like, right now, I'm in my head, I'm like, I hope she don't got it done so I can make a little fit to show her I ain't playing about it, but she gonna have it done. And I already know that from fucking with niggas.
Hey, wait, bro. Let me tell you something, man. Why use your imagination to only imagine fucked up shit?
I got it for both. If she got it for good, if it's done, I got something for that too. But I also
what do you have for that?
If she don't got it,
what do you have for that? If it's done,
are we finna chill and have a good time? We finna have a good time, but if it's not done, I'm finna leave immediately and not even make an excuse, be like, I thought I told you to do it, and you know what I'm saying? I'm finna go back home and chill out.
Okay, listen to me, bro. Do you see how much you put into if it's not done? You know what you're gonna do, you know you're leaving, you know you're gonna explain this or not. You know all that. But it's about if it is done, we're just gonna have a good time. That's cheating, man.
What I'm saying is,
you ain't gonna tell me you're gonna put your dick on her forehead. I ain't asking you that. But I'm saying, what you gonna do? You gotta show her that you see her doing what you want, and you're not rewarding her, but letting her know it's rewarding for her to do what you want.
I really appreciate that.
That's some good game right there.
Damn, baby, I like how you clean this motherfucker up. Shit, you've been thinking about me, ain't you? You know what I'm saying? Popping on her like that, man.
Hey, pop that ass when you say that shit, girl. You know what? I'm going to go get me some whipped cream, girl. And she going to say, you ain't going to do that. Are you sure, girl? Because, you know, I want some finger food. You know, and eat off your goddamn stomach.
hey, bro,
you understand this. You supposed to know how to check a bitch, but you also know how to let a bitch see you appreciate what she do. You can't
right.
just you can't just do what every other motherfucker do when the bitch then did some proper shit. Everybody just say, oh, house look good. No, you gotta do something. You gotta take that extra step so that that motherfucker will see you. Tay, be serious, Tay. Hey, when you touch any one of your hoes on the thigh, what happens?
When you touch him?
When you touch, just touch that bitch on her thigh.
Bitch starts to tremble, man. Shit, bro.
It goes goosebumps, man.
Let me tell you something, man. When a real motherfucker touch a bitch, just, hey, baby, and just touch her on her thigh, she starts trembling because she about to
hell
come.
Hell yeah.
She about to come. That's how fucking excited she is about you. And if you haven't experienced this shit, keep fucking with us. You will see. Bitches
already.
They fucking scream on you being a monster and a gentleman.
Man.
Hey, and man. A scholar. And a motherfucker that know how to make a bitch holler. hey, you guys. We out of here, man. But listen, this
hey,
show.
Hey, can I say something before we go, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, I appreciate y'all. I got your book, The American Pimp, man. Ever since then, I've been listening to y'all, Rosebud. And then for Shante, I wanted to see where I can find your tools at. I find your YouTube channel, but I was going to see where I can find your tools.
Yeah, just hit me probably on my Facebook and my IG, and I'll just direct you right to him, man. You know.
Oh, what's your IG?
My IG, Shante Parker. Shante Parker on that. Shante Parker on my Facebook, and Hollywood Shante on my YouTube channel.
Okay.
All right,
so, I got you on Facebook. Thank you.
Me. And all y'all, this channel is going to be here. And what's going to make it be here is audience participation like we had tonight. We want to keep it going like that. Tay, you got anything else?
Nah, man. Just all this game that y'all be listening to, I just suggest y'all to apply that shit, man, and get some results.
All right, we out.